Maseches Brachos, Parak Vav Mishnah Dalad. The Mishnah is continued discussing the lachas of brachas on food. Hayulafan of Minim Harbe. If someone has in front of him multiple different types of food, with different types of food. Rabbi Huda Aymer, Rabbi Huda says, Im Yesh Beineim Mimin Shiva. If he has in front of him from the Shivas Haminim, seven species that Eretz Yisrael is blessed with. Wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranate, olives, and dates. These seven species have a special chashivas and importance. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "If yesh beineim mimin shiva, if there's from the shivas haminim in front of him, mevarach alav, he should say the bracha on those before, and thereby cover other foods that have the same bracha. And the shivas haminim, he should make the bracha on those ones first." The chachamim say, "Mevarach al ezim mehem shayirtze." He should make the bracha on the one that he prefers most, the one that he likes better. So if it's a date and an apple, and he likes apples better, Rabbi Yehuda says you make on the date, which is Shivas Aminim, and the Chachamim say you make on the apple, which he likes better. And they argue what has a greater importance, the Shivas Aminim or what you like better. Mishnah Hey. So Mishnah Hay needs an introduction. When it comes to a bread meal, we make a hamaitzi in the beginning of the meal, and it covers the foods that are eaten during the meal. There are exceptions. Wine drunk during a meal needs its own bracha because of the importance of wine. One has to make a gafan on the wine. Another exception is that once a person decides that he's no longer eating, his meal's over, even before he benched, before he says berachas hamazon, his meal has come to an end, and if he chooses thereafter to eat any foods, he needs to make a bracha. Because his meal came to an end, and the bracha he made on the hamaitzi no longer covers. So these two exceptions, these two cases that he makes a bracha during a meal, the Mishnah discusses where there's an exception even to those rules. The Mishnah says, Berech al yayin shelfnei hamazon, if someone made a bracha on wine before the meal started, which is what we do on Shabbos, we make a hagafen before we have the bread. Then pater es yayin shelachar mazon, that covers wine that's going to be drank during the meal, even though normally the hamaitzi doesn't cover wine that's drunk during the meal. But here, where he had a hagafen before the meal started, that covers any wine during the meal. The Mishnah continues with the second case. Berech al parperes shelfnei hamazon. If someone made a bracha on a parperes. Parperes is like a main dish that's usually eaten with the bread, such as meat, fish, eggs. So if he made a bracha on the meat, shelfnei hamazon, before the meal started, before he had bread, then pater es parperes shel achar hamazon, that's going to pater, it's going to cover any parperes, any main dish that he wants to eat, shala achar mazon, after the meal's over, before he benches, he decided to end his meal, and so he no longer has the bracha of a mitzi covering him. And if he would decide to eat a new dish, then he normally would have to make a bracha, but since he made a bracha on the parperes before the bread, before the meal started, so that covers a parperes that will be eaten after the meal ended, before he benched. The Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of this parperes, this type of main dish that's usually eaten with bread. Berech al pas, if someone makes a bracha on bread, hamaitzi, pater es parperes, it covers these parperes foods, these main dishes that are eaten during his meal. But if he makes a bracha al parperes, before the meal, he makes a bracha on one of these main dishes, lo pater es pas, that doesn't cover the bread. Bread has a greater importance, and the bracha on a main dish won't cover bread that's eaten afterwards. The Mishnah implies over here that making a bracha on a parperes, it won't cover bread because bread has a great importance, a great chashivas, but something less than bread, that it would cover, even if it's a grain product. And on this, Beis Shammai comes to argue. Beis Shammai Aimrim, Beis Shammai says, Af loy maisa kedera. Not only does parperes not cover the bracha on a parperes won't cover bread, because bread's importance, afloy maisa kedera, it also won't cover other grain products such as maisa kedera, which was like a porridge, a grain-based cream of wheat or oatmeal that's grain-based and it's mezainis and it has a chashivas, it has an importance to it. So the parparas, the bracha on the main dish won't cover the grain products just like it won't cover the bread. As opposed to the Tanna Kamma, who held that the parparas, the bracha on the parparas, it won't cover bread, but it would cover other grain dishes.